Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Oh, yeah, and I blame you.
Okay.
I do on that one. And that was another thing that got us not on the air with a small radio station was our references to outhouses.
To the outhouse.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Let's have some poetry, shall we?
Let's, please.
Trey Allen is riding along with us, and this is Teresa's Fault.
The sun is barely rising over the ridge line to the east. You're hungover and your temper ain't fit for man or beast. You spent the night before in town falling off the wagon. It's your own damn fault, 2 hours sleep, now your narrow butt is dragging. But you've inked yourself a battle plan out on your daily war map. Feed your cows, check your heifers, pitch some hay, then catch a nap. But as you drive down to the feed ground, you look around and say, what the heck? So much for battle plan, you've been outflanked and you've got yourself a wreck. Now you try to think of a quick fix, but it's all to no avail. Ain't nothing where it's supposed to be. Critters scattered from there to hell. You want to throw your hands up and with this day just say I'm through, but you hired on the cowboy and, hoss, you got a job to do. So you feed them all right where they're at, head back home and get some wire, golden rods, 30 steel posts, and your favorite pair of pliers, and the pounding you do on all them posts compounds a pounding in your head. You think with some luck you might live through the day, or better yet, just drop over dead. Now you remind yourself that you're just paying the fiddler for the time that you had at the dance. You always wanted to punch cows for wages. Now, hoss, you got your chance. Well, it takes some time, but you get the fence fixed, stretched clean and high and tight, and you hope there won't be nothing more than fajitas if them old cows push this fence tonight. Then you head back home to catch up a bronc so's to complete this little task, and you could call on help from a dozen sources, but you're too damn proud to ask. You get him caught up and your wood all stacked, and your headache starts to go away. With a foot in a stirrup, you swing aboard, thinking, this may not be such a bad day. Now, with your brogan shoes and your South Park cap, you don't look like much hand, but you're mounted on a pony that you know has got some sand, and fact, he's blessed with God-give talent that's been in his line for years. And you're just a dime a dozen puncher, but your mount has damn few peers. And as you jog along, you think this could be easy. Hell, it might even be fun. Why, them bovine critters might think you a saint when the whole thing's said and done. You got heifers with calves and cows without and two sides of the fence. It's simple enough, they could do it themselves if they was bred for common sense, but this reverie is shattered by the first pair you push. Bless their cursed souls, standing right in the middle of an open gate, and they still can't see the hole. But you get them through with some verbal persuasion. The next 20-odd will be just the same, and time and again you thank God for your horse, because he knows all the rules of that game. He figured them out on that first pair, now his ears show he's playing for keeps. And if you wasn't so scared of falling off, you might just fall asleep. But you almost done, just one last heifer. Her calf's already home. He's been bawling steady for near 4 hours, but she's taken to the hills to roam, and it don't take long till you find her and start to send her on her way. Then it don't take long for her to decide that she kindly wants to stay, but you and your horse have other ideas. She's going back home to her calf. You just pitch him his head, and he starts to show her just who it is will have the last laugh. He snaps his teeth a couple times. You see the fear in her eye start to burn. She tries to the left and tries to the right, but he stays a jump ahead every turn, and it's right here in the middle of this equine bovine dance that you thank God that you're a cowboy and for giving you the chance to do the thing you love to do and draw a wager beside. One final cut, that heifer goes home and your chest swells up with pride, and that hangover that you nursed this morning was forgot when you caught second wind. Fact, you feel like you might clean up and just head to town again. But your own common sense wins out this round with a subtle little slap. Hoss, it's your turn for night check. You'd better go catch that nap.
Yep, it's all Teresa's fault. Agreed.
Would that be Mother Teresa?
No. Right. You know, man, I miss Trey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trey was about our age. Mm-hmm. And he died way too soon.
Way young, yeah.
With cancer. Yep. And man, I miss that guy. But can you remember the first time you ever heard Trey Allen?
Yes, I do.
Recite poetry?
Yes.
You just sat up in your seat, your eyes went boing, and you said to yourself, where have you been?
Exactly.
Or where have I been?
Well, and he knew exactly what he was talking about.
Well, see, that is so cool.
Yeah.
I want to quote Larry McCorder.
Okay.
Here. Larry McCorder would put things in his poems that the average person wouldn't understand.
Right.
Simply because he said this. He said, I would rather explain to those people what they don't understand,
right,
than have to apologize to those people
to the real
who
cowboy.
Understand it.
Yeah. What a great what a great motto.
What a great mantra.
Yeah.
Isn't that
neat?
Teresa Burleson brought that to my attention again, and I had never heard that before. But that's
a great deal.
That's attributed to the late Larry McCorder.
I'd rather explain than apologize. I think there's a show in there somewhere.
You know what? We're going to have to do that, aren't
yeah.
we? Yep, we are. But right now, we need to ditch out to a count. Oh, no, last song.
Whoa.
John Chandler, yep. Morning Star Moon.
Morning Star Moon, Wyoming sky, bittersweet taste from time gone by. Legends in life, lessons in buckskin and sage, winter's cold breath, medicine pipe, lost in the snow, embers grown cold, no power flow. Ghost smoke ascends to the four winds. The old time is gone, a new time begins. Morning Star Moon. Cheyenne's home, it fills my soul with echoes of tunes played under morning star. There's a wildness in this place, it's coyote cries, it's yucca smiles, it's red dust in in the hair in the eyes, it's trout in the creek, it's eagle's wings, it's petroglyphs, carvings, and teepee rings. Thank you. There's serenity in this place. It's whispering water, it's musical breeze, it's the wind through the willows and cottonwood trees. It's the call of the bay, it's the song of the bird, it's a time-honored tale from a forgotten book. Morning star moon, bighorns are quiet, red fork is low, brilliant blue sky, riders be. Echoes of time from the red wall, hoofbeats convey the spirit's call. Morning star moon. The Cheyenne's hum, it fills my soul with echoes of tunes played under morning star. Morning star.
That signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
So what else are you going to blame me for?
Well, let me get my list. I'm going to blame you for my addiction to fresh oysters.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'll take that every day, any day.
Yeah. For so many years, I was so content
nothing.
Turning my nose up at raw oysters.
That's right.
Then you tuned me into...
You have seen the light.
Fresh.
They gotta be fresh.
Fresh.
Gotta be fresh.
Fresh raw oysters.
Yes.
I am a convert.
Yeah.
I am. Yeah. But I still can't go the kippers.
You can't do the kippers?
Sardines? Sardines.
Smoked oysters?
Well, I had too many of them when I was a kid.
That's survival food right there,
I know that.
Man.
That's exactly what you get. I'm sorry. I never could. Okay, I'll blame you.
Okay.
Yeah. Now for... me tolerating real spicy food.
Oh, real spicy. Yeah,
I mean, not just a little spicy. I mean, way spicy.
You know, I do have a few converts.
Yes, you do.
Sadie Sue's one of them.
She is.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
And you got to blame Tina for their raw meat habit.
Oh, that's a true story.
Yeah.
The coyotes.
The coyotes. Yeah.
You know, but my kids don't just eat it off of the cutting block like your kids do.
Boy, I tell you what, it's rough.
Yeah.
You better be careful when you're cutting up meat out at our place.
Right, yeah. But we are rare to medium rare people, you know. I still remember the chili cook-off we had with Lynn Bernard out to your place.
Yeah, ooh.
That one hurt me for a week. That one was bad.
Come on, ice cream.
I mean,
come on.
Let's go to work. Here we go. Yeah. So I blame you.
Oh, well. Okay. Well,
and my fetish for guns.
Not me.
Yeah.
That was your dad.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
You didn't help.
What?
Yeah, you let me shoot a couple of your guns, and it's gone down, and it's gone downhill. And I have surpassed you.
You have,
by the way.
You've passed me out big time. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, folks, want to stay tuned for next week?
Absolutely.
Yep, we're going to report on the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Wee-haw.
So stay tuned.
I will.
And, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
I definitely blame you
that's
for that one.
That's another reason we're not on that radio.
That's right, and it's your fault.